You're about to listen to a podcast full of wonder, excitement, and discovery. It's time for an adventure through Odyssey. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Adventures Through Odyssey podcast, Odyssey Revisited. I'm Will here of John. Album 77 is here.
Very exciting.
Yes.
Also, we're getting very close when I looked at the episode numbers to 1,000.
That's this summer. Sadly, we're not going to the live show because $80 a ticket was a little too much for us.
Yeah, well, I think it's just the flight, and we were in Colorado kind of recently.
I mean, Elizabeth has a friend out there, so...
It's fair, but, you know.
Anyway, so, we're going to kick it off with our first episode of the album, The Heavens Declare. Quint and Renee take an adventure in the gallery to see how science and faith are compatible.
Okay.
All right, John has thoughts about this. I'm going to go make a cup of coffee.
Okay. I think this is okay episode. I mean, okay. In some respects, it's better than I thought it was going to be. I feel like it's enjoyable as an episode, right? It's fine. I think, you know, obviously I kind of knew going into this, they would give very broad strokes about faith and science. Like, which is true, but like there are like scientific theories that fall outside of like typical like evangelical interpretations of the Bible that can like actually mesh with Christian thought. Like, okay, I don't think this is that crazy of a thought, because I do think there's like the Big Bang theory, like that idea is that, oh, there was nothing and then suddenly there was all this creation that happened, is very in line with God.
Yes.
But right, I knew they, which I don't think is even that controversial to say in like Christian scientific, like in Christians that are really into science. I don't think that's like a crazy thought that that's necessarily how it could have happened, because it does kind of correlate with God. But I knew they weren't going to touch on that because that's too controversial. And then there's much more controversial things that they could have talked about. Okay. I think it may have been helpful to bring some example. They're just kind of saying like, well, these scientists, you know, brought, you know, did this all to kind of better understand God or in like glory of God. Right?
Yes.
But they don't really have like any like, and so okay, it's kind of weird because I'm like glad they didn't, because like I think drawing the line would have probably caused issues.
I would agree.
But the things that kind of lost me is, one, I think so purposefully doing the New York thing and just throwing in like, well, can you tell if the New York legal system's corrupt from the subways? I'm like, did you, I assume that's like a Trump reference.
Well, remember, they said Mr. Whitaker is not a Trump supporter.
Okay. Sure, but I still think that's like, that doesn't mean that the, not one of the writers couldn't have thrown that in.
Well, that's true.
And then I think the end bit with Galileo is kind of what I worried this whole episode was going to be. Okay, first, I love when Odyssey records and there's an issue that they find out post-fact, so they throw in a line later. The fact that Galileo was sounded like a bad Mario, and then when they're leaving, like, Renee is like, well, he sounded a little weird. It's like, and it's like, well, I'm still working out the issues, where it's like, they did not want to re-record that scene, but they knew they had to acknowledge that it sounded goofy.
Yeah, so, well, that's the thing, though. Wit has apparently created AI that can generate a full Galileo scene, which in that case, Mario impression aside, is impressive.
It is. But it is just funny. Like, because it sounds pretty bad. I think the Galileo thing is reaching because, one, let me say this. I'm going off the assumption that they're being relatively truthful about the situation with Galileo. I did not research it up separately, but like, let's assume that they are being truthful about it. I've never actually heard anyone say like, oh, they imprisoned Galileo. I don't know who's raising that argument, or they're just like, well, look how many scientists have been captured. And they're like, well, let's find an example that like shows that it's not really the church's fault. At the same time, it's like weird, because then they're like, well, the church like apologized for it later. And like, it's such a weird like situation where they're kind of just like arguing with them. I don't know. Like, it's like, oh, well, you didn't prove that the earth revolved around the sun. It's like, well, it's like you made fun of the Pope.
This is true.
And it's like, you know who also made fun of the Pope? Martin Luther.
Yeah, but he wasn't a scientist.
Exactly. It's fine. Like, okay, this episode could have been way worse. I give it credit. I think just the Galileo thing loses me a little bit, because they're like, well, see, Galileo, you didn't prove, like, it's like, and like, why should we hold that it's the truth if you can't fully prove it? Which is like, I get, like, you know, there can be things that science and faith are on different levels, but then it gets weird where it's like, well, wait, it's hard, because it is something that's universally now accepted. So I could see a kid who's like thinking about it being like, but isn't that the truth now?
Yeah, so I think here would be have been a better one, and it's more relevant. The Book of Deuteronomy, or Leviticus, I don't really remember, mentions hand washing, which scientists were laughed out of science halls for generations until like the 1920s.
Yeah, would have been great. Like, yeah, exactly. That would have been a great example, right? Especially of like showing like the Bible, like, you know, representing that.
Right.
And would have been a real good thing to like kind of show this like crossover, even like a way to, you know, kind of do like, well, the Bible says this, so why can't that be the scientific truth to it? You know,
I will say
this, if that's what they were trying to go for.
And to further that point, I was glad they didn't do a God of the Gap scene.
Yeah, I agree. I think this episode overall is pretty good.
I think it might be one of the worst episodes of Odyssey in a while.
Okay, well, no, I mean, good in terms of, like, I didn't really like the episode. I agree with you there. But I think in terms of at least, like, they didn't go off the rails.
Okay,
in terms of, like, when I heard that this was one of the episodes, I'm like, well, at least it doesn't sound like they're, like, because they could have gone off the rails.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Save big money at Menards. Never get locked out from lost keys again. Menards carries a huge selection of electronic lock sets. Get a TrueBolt touchscreen deadbolt that features one-touch locking and 50 programmable user codes. Available in matte black or satin nickel finishes, on sale now through September 8th at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals.
Save big money at Menards.
If they had wanted to. And, like, you could tell they were trying to be restrained. The Galileo thing is just, that's when you can start noticing where they're like, see, you didn't know for sure, and you made fun of the Pope. And it's like, and you were really not in prison. You were exiled on a big mansion and could still continue. Like, it's so, like, when it's like, but there actually are examples of the church really persecuting people who were scientists.
And you know who else was exiled to a big luxurious island? Napoleon.
Yeah, right? Like, it's not the best example, and they spend too much time on it.
Yes, and because here's the problem. To me, that's the one scene that doesn't that at least feels like it has a message. I kind of agreed with Renee, which was like, well, Mr. Whitaker, when they carved, you just showed me some carvings on doors. I kind of agree. We spent a little too much time on the carvings on the doors.
Right. I guess, right, they're trying to show, like, the facts that, like, a Christian child can say, like, well, like, these organizations used to be Christian.
Right.
And these, right? And so it's, I get it. I get why they focused on that. I don't know how many, like, it's weird, like, the Camilla setup, right?
Yes, like,
we don't hear Camilla, which, okay, this I think I brought up in the last thing. It's clear Odyssey, and I don't fault them, is trying to keep their budgets down.
Yes.
But it is noticeable when a kid that has a voice actor, they mention. And then it's just like, we don't see them when they really could have easily... It would have almost been more interesting had it been Camilla, Witt, and Renee.
I would agree.
You know, like, I think, because it would have made more sense to help Camilla.
And I think the other thing is, if Renee doesn't know some of this stuff, she's a little stupid.
Yeah, here's the issue. I don't like the direction they're going with Renee, because it's like, they're clearly trying to kind of set her up as the next Eugene.
Yes.
But Eugene was A, goofy.
Yes.
Endearing, and showed up in episodes other than just with Mr. Whitaker, it feels like. Rarely does Renee interact with other people.
This is true.
And Renee, like, can come off as, like, mean. And I don't mean that, like, I'm not trying to be like, oh, like, it's literally like, she's like, that's wrong. Like, she's literally like, getting, like, snippy in a way Eugene never got snippy. About, like, Faith. He was just like, I don't believe it.
This is a good point.
Like, Renee seemed like she was kind of acting like, oh, you guys are all stupid.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not always her, but it felt like they wanted to set her up as, like, the atheist scientist character.
Oh, yeah. No, I totally agree.
But, yeah, so, here's the thing. I don't think this is a particularly good episode, right? I think this there's so little structure. I think it would have been better, right, to have maybe, like, two or three concrete examples, even if it was the Galileo one. But then, like, yeah, the hand-washing one and, like, something else would have worked very well. Like, could have worked better. But, yeah, right now it's a bit of a structural mess. I guess I'm just relieved it's not crazy.
I agree. I would also say, if you listen to the Chris wraparound, she gives some examples of scientists, like, I think with George Washington Carver and Isaac Newton talking about their faith. I don't know. I think there's part of me that I'd rather would have had those two pop in for a scene. Because at least the Chris wraparound gives you some notes.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Is Newton the one, though, who had a whole issue with the Trinity?
I don't know.
There was someone akin to Newton who had a bunch of, like, had some weird Trinity thoughts or whatever.
He just didn't understand the mavity of the situation.
Okay. Ha 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 ha.
Okay, anyway, so, okay, I did not like this episode. I think it's a good idea to give kids some tools. It does feel a little overly educational compared to some of these episodes.
Yeah.
Like, it almost feels like this should be a video. It feels like an educational video you'd watch in Sunday school.
I agree.
All right, and while we're waiting for John to get back to the microphone.
Okay, it was one sec. Sorry.
Okay.
Do you want to go? Do you want to go?
You don't need to get snippy with me, John. But I did want to talk about the changes to the gallery we made. How is this just not the imagination station again?
Yeah, it seems weird. I guess it's... Yeah, I don't know. It seems like the first version of the imagination. Like, the version at the end of album 50.
Yeah, so... Okay, so here's the thing. I don't know if that means the imagination station's more meant for adventures, because the thing I liked about the gallery is it let them do straightforward history episodes, but they could cut back to the characters.
Yeah.
A little more easily. So what is this now? It just kind of feels like the holodeck?
Yeah, I don't really know either. It's weird. I think they just kind of... It's really just kind of a more interactive verse.
That's true. That's a good point. I think that's just... The problem is, if we're not going to differentiate it from the imagination station, it feels like it's going the way of the inspiration station.
Don't remind me about the inspiration station.
What part of it don't you want to be remembered about?
It was just so hyped up.
Well, because it was the first episode back.
Well, no, but they hyped it up at the end of album 50. They were like, oh, my greatest creation.
Right. And then they do Walter's flying bus, and so what is the difference? Are these stories supposed to inspire you? Is the imagination stage supposed to tickle your imagination? Like, what is going on here?
My guess is they were like, well, they kind of teased like, oh, a cool new invention, and then didn't really have an idea of what it was going to be.
Right. Like, I know they never use this anymore, but at least the Room of Consequence had a clear differentiation from the imagination station.
Right. It was like different. Like imagination station was history, and like Room of Consequence was hypotheticals.
Yes. So I just find that interesting. Again, and it's the continuing story of Renee figuring out how to beef up the imagination station, which is probably going to lead to Novacom.
Mm-hmm.
We think. I think that covers it. But, yeah, I will not be able to unhear It's-a-Me Galileo for a long time.
Yeah.
Anyway. That wraps it up. Join us next week for, I'm assuming it's the Smouse Show based on the ordering.
Probably.
So anyway, I'm Will.
I'm John.
We'll see you next time.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.